Peggy Hammond is a registered nurse. She's the nurse at 2 6-bed facilities for seniors north of Miami. She also owns ABC Nurse Registry, which places aides in the homes of seniors. All told, Ms. Hammond, about 27 elderly residents of South Florida are in your care one way or the other. How are they doing?
They're doing pretty good. I have one resident today that just got his power back about an hour ago. And the rest of them, none of them have power. So I think that's the biggest challenge right now. They don't have electricity.
What are the particular problems facing the elderly without any electricity?
Well, the number one problem when we first lost our power and the storm passed was being able to get in touch with them, because most of the residents have cordless phones which rely on electricity. So we could not get in touch with them. They had to use the old type of phones that would plug in, and none of the cell phones worked. That was our number one problem. And now it's just, you know, most of them live in high rises. The elevators don't work. They have concerns about that. Of course, they can't go walk down, you know, 10 flights of stairs. So that's an issue. But really, it's electricity right now is our biggest problem.
But at a certain point, if you can't walk down the stairs and you're in an apartment without electricity, there are some other problems that arise. You could go stir crazy in those circumstances.
Exactly. And that is the next problem. Exactly. I did have a patient today that ran out of her oxygen. She had her supply there, but she only used a PRN, and then she got very anxious through the storm, so she used it throughout the storm, so she ran out today. So she called 911, and they came, and they told her, listen, you know, you're really better off in your own home. Even though you don't have your oxygen, just relax, even though she was very anxious. But, yeah, that is a problem. Plus, you know, they have no television. So, and they are only listening to the radio, so that's the only thing they have to get outside information.
Food, water, people generally have enough right now?
Well, most
not?
Of them have food and they have water. Ice, big issue, because they don't have any refrigeration, and we can't get ice. You can't buy ice. They have distribution points throughout Dade County and Broward County, but you can't get there because we have no gas.
Now, at least for the 27 seniors in your care, both at the facilities and at their homes. Is anyone desperate at this point? And is there a length of time this could go on when you'd be concerned that people are desperate?
Not for mine. I'm lucky that my own home, got electricity back last night. So I have, like, been meals on wheels. I get up early in the morning, I cook for everyone, and then I deliver hot meals to them all. So, and I did the same thing for ice. I kept ice in my own, you know, refrigerator, kept replenishing it, and I took it to all the residents. So for my residents, they're okay. I really don't know about other residents. I'm sure there's some elderly that live in their home without anyone to help them that really are desperate, because if they don't have someone who has a car with gas, I can't imagine how they're getting help.
Now, this is South Florida, and hurricanes are hardly shocking news to you there.
Exactly.
Is there anything special about all of this, or is it a drill that you've all gone through in one way or another before?
No, I think everyone was very surprised at this, especially on the East Coast. I believe that most people on the East Coast thought that it was not going to impact us the way it did. But it's, you know, I think once we get electricity back and we can get gasoline, I think we'll be okay. But it's, right now, we're still struggling.
Ms. Hammond, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Peggy Hammond, who's a registered nurse who cares for the elderly in and around Miami in Florida.